WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police has announced an arrest in an aggravated assault case involving domestic violence. 30-year-old Ronald Anthony White is accused of beating and slashing the hand of the victim before tying her up with an extension cord and threatening to kill her. The victim freed herself, and after White left, she contacted police. White was found in Bryan about 6 hours after the attack and was arrested without incident. Bryan police received 5 reports of thefts from the Autumn Lake subdivision on Monday. 4 of the 5 thefts from the West Side neighborhood north of Villa Maria were tires and rims taken off trucks and SUVs. A 5th victim had hubcaps taken off an SUV. The total loss was estimated at $7,500. A 22-year-old Bryan man has been arrested for the 3rd time in the last 5 months for driving with a suspended license with previous convictions. Joe Alvarado was in jail for 5 minutes before being released on a $2,000 bond. According to the arrest report, a College Station police officer caught Alvarado running a red light at 2 in the morning on Sunday. Alvarado's driving record included being caught 12 times in the last 4 years for various offenses. 2 cases of domestic violence ended in plea agreements in Brazos County District Court.
A College Station man held since his arrest in February has pleaded guilty to continuous violence against the mother of his children. 27-year-old David Beal is sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutors charged Beal with 5 separate acts of violence between April and November of last year. Victim sustained multiple injuries, including strangulation and bruises on her face and body. In another domestic violence case, a Bryan man will serve at least 2 years before becoming eligible for parole. That's after 50-year-old Perry Mitchell was sentenced to 4 years after pleading guilty to beating his wife with a baseball bat. The incident, which took place more than 2 years ago, resulted in head injuries requiring hospital treatment and police finding blood on the walls and floor of their home. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A budget workshop scheduled by the Bryan School Board today during the noon hour will also include another update on a proposed bond issue for this November. One of the components is converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School into administrative offices. During the last school board workshop, Superintendent Tommy Wallace lined out how 95 of 97,000 square feet would be used. Among other things, Dr. Wallace says this addresses the biggest complaint from teachers and administrators by creating meeting space.
We have 1,500 square feet for all the different departments for conference room space, and we have 6,000 for professional development room, which we desperately need.
The complete list is online at WTAW.com. The board is being asked to build a new 3-story classroom building between SFA's gym and the Civic Auditorium as part of the bond package, which will be considered for a final vote next Monday. Repairs are underway to a railroad overpass south of Navasota that was damaged by a train derailment 3 weeks ago. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says northbound traffic on Highway 6 will remain 1 lane until repairs are completed, which, weather permitting, will be in mid-August. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willie, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Put it best in the Brazos for 12 straight years.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine through today with perhaps an isolated thunderstorm. High temperatures into the mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 75 degrees. Clouds and sunshine coming up on Thursday. Again, there could be some widely scattered storms around, a bit breezy. High temperature, low 90s. Slight chance of a thunderstorm at night, mid-70s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms could be locally heavy by Friday. Otherwise, partial sunshine, upper 80s to low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the SEC Media Days in full swing. Zach Taylor is actually there live, and we'll chat with him and get an update. Plus, Texas high school athletic officials are moving the state championships from that other school in Texas to San Antonio. And Deion Sanders looks like he may lose his academy up in by Dallas. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here at about 6:50.
That's been kind of an on-again, off-again thing. I forget who I was talking to about that. He's been on the board, off the board, on the board, off the board. And, you know, it does take money to run those things, number one. And number two, the kids need to be able to perform academically. Oh, yeah, great.
Pesky regulations.
Yeah, that thing. So let me see. What exactly did here the phrase for the rain here?
Let's mixture listen. Of clouds and sunshine through today with perhaps an isolated thunderstorm. High temperatures into the mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy.
Yeah, we got isolated on pretty well yesterday.
Yeah.
I think generally around here about an inch of rain.
That's what Bill posted on the website.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. And then he's telling us we may have heavier rain by Friday. As far as the percentages are concerned, we're looking at a 30% today, 50% tomorrow. By the way, anything that they say happens today, probably after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 50-50 for tomorrow, 60% on Thursday night, and then still 50% on Friday. And I know people have things planned, but, you know, let's bask in the idea of we're getting this kind of rain in July, which doesn't happen very often,
well,
of course. Yes.
Bask in 82 degrees when the rain did get in the middle of July.
Yeah, not bad. It's, you know, it's a little bit muggy out there this morning, but that's okay. Yeah. And it's a north wind, which is kind of unusual, but you know, for especially for it to be that muggy. But that's okay. And again, you know, I think we'll take it. Because, and I know that, you know, you may have something planned for this weekend, but we need the rain.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have zero sympathy for your plan.
It's a kinder, gentler morning show.
Yes, exactly. Because, well, I was like, go do that. We can
deal with it.
That's it. A new survey. And by the way, later on today, a story about those surveys, those studies and things that we quote here that probably is just a funding mechanism for a lot of people. But anyway, this new one reveals that when a person feels physically clean, he or she cuts others more moral slack. Findings add to a past research that has shown a link between physical warmth and generosity, as well as physical chill and social isolation. Other past research has shown that sins seem to nudge people to clean themselves. Okay? So that, and the phenomenon, by the way, is called the Macbeth effect. After the dramatization, of course, of the murders.
Out damn spot.
Interesting.
Yeah, when I heard out damn spot, I thought she was talking to the dog. But maybe not.
Not there on the rug. No, yeah, go no, vomit on the cobblestone.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Perfect situation. Standing at the door, pointing out into the street. Yeah.
Now you've done it.
Yes, it.
Wait till your father gets home.
Right. I'll roll up a piece of paper. Parchment, yeah. Go get some parchment and take it to your butt.
Some parchment?
Yeah. Well, they'd have newspapers.
Wow.
You know.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Making it about 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with July the 16th. It's day 197. Means we've got 168 of them to go. It's Fresh Spinach Day.
which is, you know, not bad.
I enjoy it.
It beats the alternative.
Yeah.
Which is what, dead spinach? Old spinach?
Canned spinach.
You know, I guess they still make that canned spinach for something. And I guess if you're doing something Florentine, it doesn't matter because it's going to end up. But it does. It looks like witch's hair in a can.
I like that.
Yeah, I just, you know. It's Corn Fritters Day, which is interesting. I don't, you know, where do you generally see corn fritters? I mean, when's the last time you had a corn fritter? I remember having
last time I went to Martin's.
Okay, because I remember having it as a little kid. I mean, a little kid, a long time ago. But and I guess what it's just basically fritter like corn starch and water or you know whatever and corn and you put it in there and fry it in a pan.
It's
right?
A corn nugget.
Yeah, well, I think it's the kind of thing it'd go pretty well at Golden Corral, but I don't know. Anyway, and also it says
dip them in chocolate.
Sure, right. Go to the chocolate fountain with your corn fritter. And also, it's Atomic Bomb Test Day. Not anything to celebrate necessarily, or you know,
no.
Do again.
We
recognize, perhaps.
Yes, I think that'd be fine. And for birthdays,
Gemma Mays is 35 from Glee. Corey Feldman, one of the two Coreys, is 43. Will Ferrell is 47.
He's not funny at all.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
He's less funny now, though. He's losing his funny with age.
He is. I agree.
Phil Hellmuth is 50 years old. He's a poker
superstar.
And where's
work? Oh.
He's a poker superstar.
Of course he is.
Phoebe Cates is 51 from Fast Times at Ridgemont High in Gremlin. Mm-hmm. The Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley, is 56. Stuart Copeland, the drummer for the Police, 62. Jimmy Johnson, former head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, is 71.
And a classmate of...
Jerry.
No, a classmate. Well, yeah, but a classmate of from Port Arthur, Texas. Big brother in the holding company. God, I can't remember that. Makes me feel old. All right, never mind.
Janis Joplin?
That's the one. They went to high school together in Port Arthur.
No kidding.
Yeah, they did.
And Hetty have stayed away from the trans fats. Orville Redenbacher.
Oh. Yeah.
Would have celebrated his birthday. He passed away in 95.
Bess Meyerson is 90. She was the first and only Jewish Miss America, and she was on TV shows and, you know, quiz shows and that kind of thing. And Reuben Blades, you may know him as an actor or musician. He's 66 years old. And that'd be enough. It's 6:19.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the situation in Israel continues to escalate. Now, about a week ago, rockets began flying as literally Hamas was firing rockets into Israeli cities, some 1,000 rockets. And but for Israel's Iron Dome, well, who knows how much carnage we'd be witnessing. Now, within the last day, Hamas rejected an Egyptian plan calling for a ceasefire, and therefore the bombings continue. Now, there are reports that Hamas is using rockets supplied by Iran to attack Israel. And last week, we have the White House Middle East Special Assistant, Philip Gordon. He had the audacity to blame Israel for the current violence, stating that Israel's ongoing occupation of the West Bank is wrong and leads to regional instability. And the administration claims that Israel is our closest friend, but yet we give the Hamas government millions of dollars. Really? Whose side are we on here?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salonpas Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salonpas, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. To avoid spending the day on the lake, a man told his family it was infested with sharks, so he could go to Hot Deals of Summer at Golfsmith, where you'll find the lowest prices of any golf store, guaranteed. And it's on dry land. During Hot Deals of Summer, save over $110 on a Garmin S1 GPS watch. Now just $139.98. You'll know exactly how far you are from the green and save a lot too. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, you know, a little bit of a break. It's not going to be maybe 100 today, but it'll get back up there again because it's July and it's Texas, and the folks at Intercon are ready to help you out with one of the things that, you know, does not cost a great deal and does have a real effect on the interior of your home instantly, and that is solar screens. Solar screens, something that Intercon's been doing for decades, just like energy-efficient windows. And those two go together to really make a difference on what it feels like on the inside of your home. And, you know it, if you've got windows where that eastern or western sun is pounding in on there, it warms up the inside of your home, and plus there's glare. And, you know, with solar screens that you put on, and by the way, they have the kind that you can solar shades that you can put down, roll up and roll down, because sometimes during the cold weather, you want the sun coming in and warming up the inside, but not so much during the summer. Well, the folks at Intercon can show you exactly what the choices are when it comes to solar screens, and understand that this next generation of solar screens, really a little bit better looking than the first ones. It was all about function then. Well, now there's a look to them, too. They can have the grids so that they match what your windows look like. You can choose the percentage of blockage. All that's available. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them show you what they can do. And remember this, if you're a customer of BTU, they have a program that may be able to help pay for the solar screens. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon at 823-3639.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Longtime rivals bury the hatchet. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple and IBM will be doing some business together. The new partners will focus on creating apps for businesses and selling more iPhones and iPads to business customers. IBM and Apple have been business enemies since the start of the personal computer wars. Former Ford CEO Alan Mulally is already finding new things to do less than a month after leaving the automaker. Mulally has joined the Google Board of Directors. He'll serve on the audit committee. 3M is buying out a partner in Japan. 3M will become the sole owner of Sumitomo 3M and rename the business 3M Japan. New technology being developed by General Motors and a British company could have more drivers talking to their cars. GM and Vocal IQ are working on a system that would allow spoken commands for accessing navigation and entertainment systems. Stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning, it's 626, the Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 92. There is a 30% chance of thunderstorms. If they happen, it'll be after 1 o'clock. And so kind of nice day, a little bit of a break, and maybe some clouds out there to keep us cool. 20% chance of showers tonight then. A little bit different. On Thursday, we got a 50% chance of showers, and then Thursday night, it's a 60% chance of rain. I'll be right about 90 for a high. And then Friday, a 50% chance of showers, and we might not make 90. We'll continue to have a 20 to 30% chance over the weekend of showers as it stands now. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 5, 96% relative humidity. It's 75 degrees. Weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
If you're in a marriage or relationship, it's critical to understand the difference between secrecy and privacy in that relationship. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. In any marriage or relationship, there's a big difference between privacy and secrecy.
And it's a crucial distinction. The main difference is in intention.
Charlie Bloom, co-author of the book 101 Things I Wish I Knew When I Got Married.
If there's an intention that a person has to conceal some information that's vital to the relationship, there's dishonesty in that. So secrecy has an element of deception and dishonesty.
But that's different than privacy.
Privacy is simply the recognition that there's no requirement for me to reveal everything in my life, every detail of my life, to you. And a certain amount of privacy not only is legitimate, but I think it's necessary and responsible.
So, for example, if you're having a flirtatious relationship with someone at work and you're spending more time with that person and you don't tell your partner for fear of what they'll think, do, or say, well, that's secrecy.
We're not saying you should never have friendships or relationships with people of the opposite sex, but what we are suggesting is that if you have it and it's a secret and you conceal that from your partner out of the fear of what they might think or what might happen to the relationship, it's going to affect you, it's going to affect them, it's going to affect the relationship even if they don't find out about it. And more often than not, people do find out, and then you've really got a mess to clean up.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board will resume discussion today of a proposed $132 million bond issue. Receiving public attention is moving administrative offices to Stephen F. Austin and replacing classrooms with a three-story building between the Civic Auditorium and the SFA Gym. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the board at last week's workshop the move would be more than central administration.
Then we're bringing over technology. Then we're bringing over food service, which frees up the technology building, which frees up the food service, which frees up our copy center. Our special education department is at Lamar currently. They have got so much storage of personnel files. We're bringing over fine arts and career technology. We're bringing over the athletic department. We're bringing over AlphaBest.
The board votes next Monday night on the proposed bond package. If approved, existing buildings that are part of the move would be sold. The breakdown on how administrative offices would be moved to SFA is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man found a homemade trailer that had been stolen on Craigslist. That led to an arrest by Bryan police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim filed the report on Sunday, then called back the next day reporting the online ad.
They'd painted some of it, but he had such identifying characteristics on this trailer that he had made that we were able to identify the trailer as being his.
The victim told police where he had welded the jack and brackets to the rear gate, where another jack was broken, and that one of the wheels had a missing grease cap. A toolbox also belonging to the victim was recovered. Police arrested 28-year-old Douglas Dahlstrand of Bryan for theft. McKeithen says the theft and recovery serves as a reminder to have identifying marks on your valuables.
When you have, let's say it's just a Dell computer, there's a whole bunch of black Dell computers out there, you know. So just because we recover one, we can't really say it's yours without having some type of identifying information.
The arrest report noted the trailer was found less than a mile from where it was taken. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has made plea agreements in several recent criminal cases.
A San Antonio man arrested for committing 39 property crimes in College Station between October and December of last year was sentenced to 6 years in prison. 33-year-old Edward Toscano was arrested in February following 26 more burglaries. At the time of his arrest, Toscano was also wanted on similar crimes in the cities of Austin and Bernie and in Travis, Bear, Comal, Hayes, and Blanco counties. A Bryan woman in jail since last August after her arrest for selling crack cocaine out of a hotel room was sentenced to 25 years. 39-year-old Nicole Anderson had 35 grams of crack valued at more than $1,700, along with $1,000 cash at the time she was arrested. A Bryan man in jail since March awaiting trial in at least five cases entered a plea agreement. 20-year-old Antoine Hedge admitted to sexual assault of a child and two other incidents involving deadly conduct. Hedge was sentenced to 10 years in prison and will serve at least 5 years before becoming eligible for parole. Dismissed were two aggravated assaults in the deadly conduct case involving gunfire. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers says Tuesday's federal court ruling that upholds the use of race in undergraduate admissions on campus is a great day for higher education nationwide. Powers, who cheered the decision by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, says Texas and the nation won't advance unless the flagship campus is training leaders from all parts of society. The legal challenge, which began 6 years ago, will continue as lawyers for Abigail Fisher, who is white and was denied admission, say they will file an appeal. Parents of newborns who are already planning for their children to become Aggies or attend any other state university, the time is now to lock in 2013 tuition rates.
July 31st is the deadline to lock your children into the Texas Tuition Promise Fund.
More and more states are implementing programs like this, particularly with their public state universities, to start to address the issue of rising costs in college education.
Chris Bryan of the State Comptroller's Office says newborns up to 1 year old are eligible.
Enrollment will continue starting September 1st, but those prices will be the 2014-2015 prices.
Parents can find more information and can sign up at TexasTuitionPromiseFund.com. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas Department of Transportation District Office in Bryan has announced an emergency contract has been awarded to repair the railroad overpass south of Navasota, damaged by a train derailment 3 weeks ago. Work began Monday on the overpass bridge substructure and, weather permitting, should be completed by mid-August. TxDOT reports northbound traffic on Highway 6 will be limited to one lane during repairs. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
It's time for the 16th annual BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk. Last year, the BCS Association of Realtors partnered with Payless Shoes to provide over 350 pairs of shoes for underprivileged children in the Brazos Valley and to donate money to local charities. Help them top that this year by joining the BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk on July 19th at Central Park. Sign up today by visiting bcsrealtor.com or calling the Association of Realtors at 846-3751. That's 846-3751.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine through today with perhaps an isolated thunderstorm, high temperatures into the mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 75 degrees. Clouds and sunshine coming up on Thursday. Again, there could be some widely scattered storms around, a bit breezy. High temperature, low 90s. Slight chance of a thunderstorm at night, mid-70s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms could be locally heavy by Friday. Otherwise, partial sunshine, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We haven't accomplished everything we want to accomplish as a program, but we have probably first year exceeded some expectations.
That's Coach Sumlin from SEC Media Day yesterday. We'll check in again with Zach Taylor, find out what's happening for today, and find out what the Aggies had to say. The UIL has decided to move the state championship basketball tournament from Austin, where it's been for 93 years, to San Antonio. And we have that plus a whole lot more, including the All-Star game from last night, coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
All right. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour from now. Continuing to, of course, get VA stuff. As he told us, they've got this deal now where they have these prime time hearings, so that they're on in the evening. As if people were going to be watching that, right? Munching on their popcorn, hearing the stuff. But nonetheless, it seems to be crossing over now to the point where just folks who are in the VA are coming forward to tell about their little horror stories that, you know, where they were shut down by a superior because they were going to talk about the inefficiencies in the system. So we'll see if that is continuing to grow legs. Kind of an interesting thing in that the House has voted to cut the IRS enforcement budget. The deal is that it's a 25% cut, which would mean fewer audits of taxpayers. Woohoo! Careful, don't show too much glee. They do know where you live. And I can tell you, just for being a business person again, you know, April 15th is just another day for me.
Yeah.
Because you're paying taxes all year long. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many hours I have spent on the phone, either personally or with the guy who does my taxes, because there's some, you know, they send you this letter that they're demanding $4.87. And then you get a letter like 60 days later going, you have extra money. You know, we owe you $203. Okay, well, you know, what
happened?
Yeah, and then, you know, then you've got to go through that whole kerfuffle, and then they'll apply that to future taxes if you want them to, because I need a check from the IRS like I need a hole in the head. I mean, I'm going to have to give it back to them anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so then, you know, things don't match up because you've got this credit, and then you've got this balance due, and it's just crazy. Just crazy. But it's like anything else. These are government employees who are justifying their existence. So, by golly, they're mailing that stuff out to make sure that you know that you don't know anything. Oh, okay, great. Thanks a lot. Or like one time you file a little bit late and they go, now, you didn't do right. We're not going to give you a penalty, but we're just letting you know we're being nice guys. That's part of the enforcement people, too. But anyway, they're cutting the – which is, I think – Joe taxpayer out there on the street kind of likes that idea. Let's cut down on the number of people.
Well, I've already heard the spin on this.
Yeah.
They're going to keep auditing more of the little guys. They're just quit auditing the 1%.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Let's go ahead and go after independent businesses. That's exactly what you want to do. So now we'll roll this one out, this little deal out here because it has to do with taxing sales on the internet.
Oh.
How do you boys feel about that? See, as an entrepreneur, I'm very much in favor of that.
Yeah, as long as you're getting taxed once.
Okay.
One entity.
Right. Okay. I understand. I would agree. And they used all sorts of arguments on, oh, it's too complicated, we can't do it. Oh, bull.
Well,
of course you can. Mm. But, I mean, if you're an owner of a brick and mortar, you don't want to have to be at an 8.25% disadvantage to somebody on the internet. I mean, it really is. And
I bought a movie from Google, and they charged me tax.
Ah, okay.
Just the other day.
And you know, that's and Perry has worked very hard, you know, with Amazon. I mean, they went toe-to-toe or boot to shoe over that. And you know, it is. It's important. He's trying to maintain a tax base here for the businesses in Texas, and I think it is kind of important. Anyway, they're actually looking at this. The Senate believes they've got the perfect vehicle. It's called the Internet Tax Freedom Act. Pretty uncontroversial measure. Went through the House yesterday. It would extend the longstanding ban on state and local taxes on Internet access. We'll talk to Bill Flores about that a little bit today to see. But I believe that most independent businesses just want to be fair. They don't want to make people unhappy, but they just want it to be a level playing field.
Yeah. And I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm all for consumption tax is my preference.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. In a perfect world, that would be the right way to do it. But You see, then that goes back to our first story having to do with enforcement then.
Sure.
If it's a consumption tax, we don't need those enforcement people. We don't need the IRS.
Whoa, you'd say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying. There's a whole lot of people who want to make sure they get to keep their job/pension.
And I want them to have jobs, too.
Yeah. And you want to pay for their pension, too.
I don't know
you?
That I want them to have the same jobs.
Now.
That was Patrick, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, that's right. No, so, you know, there's a little kerfuffle about these young people down on the border. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So we're not going to get any here. Dallas is apparently with open arms going to take 2,000, and county judge right now is probably wishing he hadn't done that. But nonetheless, a pair of high-profile Democratic governors are telling the government, do not send migrant refugee children to our state. Martin O'Malley, who's supposed to be one of the golden boys of the Democrat Party, he's the governor of Maryland, told the White House not to send any of those kids to his facility in Westminster, Maryland, because, you ready? It's a conservative part of the state, and the kids might get harassed.
Those damn
mean conservatives. That's all it's about.
Got rid of the kids and managed to peg it on the Republicans.
Yes, I mean, now that is conservative. That's the perfecta right there.
Golly.
And in Connecticut, Daniel Malloy turned down a request from the feds to use vacant beds at a suburban facility that already houses developmentally disabled children. So we got a couple of liberal governors going, yes, we need to take care of these children. My place? No, we can't. No, we can't. We have mean conservatives who live near one of them.
They need to take care of.
Yeah, they'll yell at the children.
Yeah. So, something that in my circles that people don't seem to understand with me is there's a difference between what I want the government to do and what I think we should do as a society.
Okay.
Socially, in our circles, I really think we need to help these children any way we can, especially if there's any chance of them being, you know, sort of pushed here by their parents. They're not at fault necessarily.
No,
they're humans. We're humans, and we're not going to figure this out in our time, but I think we can come close. The reality is there's what I want us to do privately and what I want us to do publicly, and I mean that as far as personal responsibility and government responsibility. And the government has a responsibility to turn them around at the border and send them back.
They do.
They're here, while they're trying to figure it out, I'm not saying they need to be super comfortable, but we should make every effort to make sure they're treated as humans.
And in an efficient way.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
I agree wholeheartedly with that, but a lot of these problems, it's like the unraveling of the sweater. So much of it is.
Yeah.
You know, if we stop sending all kinds of foreign aid to different places, we can afford to take care of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it is the unraveling sweater.
Oh, well, again, or we cut down on the enforcement groups, the IRS.
No,
there's plenty of money to be found out there, that's for sure. 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the same plant family that brings us cotton sheets, towels, and clothing, and okra to boot, come some lovely flowering plants for use in our landscapes. All are hot weather performers, and each deserves a chance in your plantings. I'll be back with some of the most important mallows right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. We're talking about the cotton family, and that would also include okra, the only edible member of the cotton family. But we're talking about the ornamental types now, and I'm going to start with Althea, also called Rose of Sharon. It's a winter-hardy shrub. It'll get anywhere from 8 to 10 or 15 feet tall, fairly upright, and it spreads to maybe 6 to 10 to 12 feet tall, depending on the variety. The summer flowers, both single and double, include shades of rose, pink, lilac, and white. Many white singles are marked with a contrasting red eye, so are some of the pinks. New superior types have been introduced by the USDA. I hope you'll look into Altheas. They're beautiful, and they are totally and completely winter hardy. Mallows are a very hardy perennial form of hibiscus, growing to mature heights of 2 to 5 feet, depending on the variety. That's during one growing season, then they die to the ground with the first frost each fall. The flowers are extremely large, 12 to 14 inches in diameter in extreme cases. Colors include reds, pinks, and white, some with contrasting darker eyes. These plants are well suited to the perennial background, where their coarse texture and summer-long floral displays provide a fine contrast to lower plants in the front. You can grow mallows from seeds started indoors in late winter or from nursery transplants bought during the season. Individual colors are available, as are mixtures of colors. They're beautiful, and they will come back year after year all across Texas. Hollyhocks are old-time favorites in Texas gardens, growing to 3 to 7 feet tall. They're biennials. They complete their life cycles in 2 years, but there are some types that are now annuals. They're commonly grown as short-lived perennial flowers. Flower colors range from white, red, yellow, lilac, and pink. Single and double flowering types are available with flowers borne on tall, upright spikes. They'll bloom in late spring. Turk's cap is in bloom right now across Texas. Malva viscus. It's a native Texas plant grown in the back of many old-time perennial gardens. It attains 3 to 4 feet by summertime with dozens of rolled red flowers. It's extremely durable. It lasts for generations. Hummingbirds love it. That's Turk's cap. And you'll find it as variegated plants as well, and also in a white flowering form. The old red one is outstanding. Of course, there are cold tender cousins like abutilon or flowering maple, and the all-time heroes, tropical hibiscus. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines of the summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. It was the Aggies' turn at SEC Media Day. Zach Taylor's made his way to Hoover, Alabama. He'll be there all week.
Coach Sumlin made his way to the podium about 1 o'clock to address the masses in the big room. After Coach's opening statement, a reporter asked about Johnny Manziel's parting ways this summer, but Sumlin said that's not his problem anymore.
Is this the SEC Media Days? Right? That's a great question about the Cleveland Browns. Anybody else got something?
Coach didn't go into much detail about Johnny, but he was more than happy to talk about the buzz surrounding the Aggie program.
Everybody wants to blame one thing. Everybody wants to put it on, you know, the SEC or Johnny or the transition with the new coach, or, you know, all those things. I think it's a combination of everything. And if you don't have some level of success with all those things, all that will fizzle out. So with that being said, you know, we haven't accomplished everything we want to accomplish as a program, but we have probably first year exceeded some expectations along the way. And because of that, you know, I think people have recognized where we are and where we're headed.
Of course, the program wouldn't be headed where it is without the players. Defensive back DeShazer Everett and offensive lineman Cedric Oboyehi both spoke at Media Days, as well as punter Drew Kayser.
It's an honor being here. And, there's not too many punters or specialists that come to SEC Media Days, but, just lets me know that Coach Sumlin believes in me and being a leader on the team and, and being a voice for the team as well.
And just for the record, Drew is the only kicker scheduled at SEC Media Days. Also speaking yesterday were Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen and Tennessee's Butch Jones, as well as three players from each school. Today's lineup features SEC officiating boss Steve Shaw, ESPN Executive Vice President Justin Connolly, and College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock, as well as Missouri coach Gary Pinkel, LSU coach Les Miles, and players. And that's what's happening at SEC Media Days. From Hoover, Alabama, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you'd like to hear the press conferences unedited, you can grab the podcast on our sister station's website, zone1150.com. From the SEC to the MLB.
The 1-0 last to right. That one towards the corner. Fair ball heading to the corner. Jeter racing around first, speeding into second, and he's got a double. How do you like that?
Derek Jeter went 2-for-2 with a double and a run scored in his last All-Star game. He's retiring at the end of the season, and it helped the American League beat the National League 5-3 in Minnesota. Mike Trout took home the MVP honors by hitting an RBI triple in the first inning before snapping a 3-3 tie with a run-scoring double in the fifth. Here's Mike Trout after being named MVP.
I'm speechless right now. Can't thank the fans enough for voting me in and being here, and thanks for everything.
The win gives the American League team that advances to the World Series home field advantage throughout the series. Texas high school athletics officials have voted to move the boys and girls state basketball tournaments to San Antonio after being in Austin for 93 years. The University interscholastically announced the move to the Alamo Dome yesterday. The move was prompted by a scarcity of hotel rooms in Austin in early March due to South by Southwest. Now, politicians getting involved in sports is never a good idea, but nevertheless, two House members have introduced a bill to require the NCAA, schools, conferences, as well as college football playoffs to reveal how much money is flowing through college sports. North Carolina Democrat David Price and Wisconsin Republican Tom Petrie introduced a bill saying in a statement that it would, quote, allow for the first apples-to-apples comparison of revenue and spending throughout college sports. On out of Bombers baseball, where Brazos Valley fell to the Victoria Generals 3-2 last night and slipped to second place in the second half of the season. The Bombers were the first to draw blood in the game, but it was Victoria who won the battle, scoring three runs in their final three at-bats. There's some good news, however. The Bombers, for the second time in as many weeks, have placed left-hander Cody Brannon. He earned the Texas Collegiate League Pitcher of the Week honors for his outing against the East Texas Pump Jacks. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out that day, 690-2278. High temperature today, about 92. We'll have a chance of some showers, mainly in the afternoon, it looks like, at about 30%. 76 tonight, then tomorrow, 50-50 chance of showers. And Thursday night, it's 60% chance of rain. And Friday, we'll continue with a 50% chance of rain. Winds from the north right now at 5, 96% relative humidity. It's 75 degrees. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.